بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we went through some of the battles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we mentioned the battle of Badr and Uhud, and the battle of Khandaq, and the battle of, or the conquest of Makkah, amongst the other battles. And in this lesson, we come to the scribes and the messengers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the author said, "Faslun fi kuttabihi wa rusulihi," chapter regarding the kuttab and the rusul. So the kuttab, with the dhamma on the calf, are those who used to write on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the rusul, which is the plural of rasul, which means a messenger, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is to send delegates from the Muslim country, i.e. from Al-Madinah, to the various empires or the tribes or the kings to call them to Islam. And they are called Rusul. And as you know, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was not literate, meaning he could not read or write. Rather, he was ummi. And the meaning of ummi is somebody who is not able to read and write, i.e. somebody who is illiterate. And neither did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam know the other languages. He only knew Arabic. The other languages he did not know. And this is something which is very important. The fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ummi, he was illiterate, he could not read, nor could he write, and the fact that he did not know any other language apart from the Arabic language, this was a sign that he is the Prophet. Some people might think that surely if he is going to be the Prophet, he should be a literate person, a person who can read and write, an academic, a person who knows various languages. But the decree of Allah was that he decreed for him to be ummi and only know the Arabic language, in order to prove that he is the true Prophet and Messenger. And we will mention this later. Some people, they think that by saying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ummi, he was illiterate, this is disrespect of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yet Allah in the Quran himself, he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was ummi. Allah said in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَ الْأُمِّي, those who follow the messenger, the Prophet who is ummi, ummi i.e. illiterate. And also Allah said in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ, he is the one who sent from amongst the ummiyin, i.e. from amongst the nation who are not reading and writing, meaning the Arabs. Because the Arab culture at that time was not a culture of reading and writing. It was a culture of verbally conveying knowledge. So the poetry which they had, they never wrote the poetry, they used to memorize poetry. So everything which the Arabs had, their poetry and their history and their stories and their proverbs, everything was narrated verbally. Nothing was written down. And this was the state of the Arabs at that time. So they are known as Ummiyun. And Allah said, هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ, he is the one who sent from the Ummiyin, i.e. from those Arabs, a messenger from amongst them. Meaning an Ummi, like they were Ummiyun. And why is this a sign that he is the true Prophet? Because when he came with the message to the Quraysh, the Quraysh used to accuse the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these stories which you are bringing and this revelation which you are bringing, you have read it somewhere else. or you have taken it from the Hebrew scriptures or the Aramaic scriptures. And they used to call this Asatirul Awwaleen. And the meaning of Asatirul Awwaleen are stories of the previous nations. You're taking it somewhere, you're getting it from some person, you're translating into the Arabic language and you're bringing it to us as if this is revelation. And this also Allah mentioned in the Quran. Allah said, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those people disbelieve, they say, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ إِفْتَرَاهُ, that this is only a lie which he has fabricated. This Quran is a lie which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has fabricated. وَأَعَانَهُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمٌ آخَرُونَ, and some other people are helping him with this Quran. فَقَدْ جَاءُوا ظُلْمًا وَزُورًا, and they have said a severe false statement. وَقَالُوا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, and they say that this Quran, it is أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, it is stories of the previous people. اِكْتَتَبَهَا, which he has written. فَهِيَ تُمْلَى عَلَيْهِ بُكْرَةٌ وَأَصِيلًا, and somebody comes to him in the morning in secret and comes to him in the evening in the secret and dictates it to him, and then he writes it and he presents it to us as being the Quran. So if this was the accusation of the Quraysh, that this isn't something which is revelation, this isn't new, rather this is something which you're learning or you're translating or somebody's coming to you, the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ummi, he could not read, neither could he write, neither did he know any other language aside from the Arabic language, shows that this was revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it was written somewhere else, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not read. If somebody was dictating to him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not write. If it's from another language, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never knew any other language. If it is mentioned in the philosophies or the history of the Hunud or the Chinese or the Persians or the Romans or the Egyptians, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never knew any other philosophy or any other civilization or culture. So therefore this shows us that which he was mentioning as being the revelation, it was the revelation. And this is why Allah said in the Quran, قُلْ أَنزَلَهُ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, reply to those people who are saying to you that this Quran is only Asatirul Awwaleen, say to them that verily the one who knows the secrets of the heavens and the earth, he is the one who sends it down from the heavens. So the point is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he could not read or write, he was ummi, and therefore he was in need of scribes. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say something, and then those kuttab, those scribes, they would write down what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had dictated. So if the Prophet needed to send a risala, a letter to the Yahud, or to the Romans, or to the Persians, or to the various tribes, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would dictate, and the katib, the scribe, he would write down. And as for the rusul, the delegates, they are messengers who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to send to the kings and the tribes and the empires to go give the message of Islam. The kuttab, the scribes, they used to write what the Prophet used to say on anything which they could find, because at that time in that society, paper wasn't there. So sometimes they would write on the leaves of the date palms, and sometimes they would write on rocks, and sometimes they would write on leather or animal skin, and like this. And there were three main types of writings at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was the writing of the Quran, and there was the writing of the ahadith, and then there was the writing of the dictation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the letters and the agreements and the treaties and the alliances which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. As for the Quran, the writing of the Quran, those companions who wrote the Quran, they are known as Kuttabul Wahi, the scribes of revelation. And they were 13 or 14 great companions who used to write down the Quran as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach them or recite upon them. And we will mention some of them. So when an ayah or a number of ayat were revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make sure the companions memorize it in their hearts. And along with this, he used to also make sure that some other companions are writing the Quran. And an ayat were written. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would organize those ayahs. So he would say, for example, place this ayah before the other ayah which was recited the other day. And place this ayah in the middle of this ayah. And he would organize the Quran like this. So that was with regards to the Quran. As for the writing of hadith, then this was very, very limited. Because during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet forbade the writing of the hadith. Generally speaking, he never allowed the companions to write the hadith, because he did not want the companions to mix up the writing of the Quran with the writing of the hadith. So whilst the Quran was being revealed, generally speaking, he only allowed the companions to write down the Quran. As for the hadith, they were memorized and they used to practice them. But there were one or two companions who were allowed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to write down the hadith, and the most famous of them is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma. He was one of those people who used to write the hadith, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him special permission to write down the hadith. And then the third type of writing was the rasail and the khitabat, the addresses of the Prophet and the letters of the Prophet and the agreements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The author said, كَتَبَ لَهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَبُو بَكْرَ الصِّدِّيقِ وَعُمَرْ ابْنُ الْخَطَّابِ وَعُثْمَانِ ابْنُ عَفَّانِ وَعَلِي ابْنُ أَبِي طَالِبِ. That the scribes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, i.e. those who used to write his dictation, included Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. So the four khulafa, they had learnt how to read and write. And as I mentioned, this was the exception. So the majority of the society did not read or write. And this was their culture. They never needed to read or write. But the four khulafa were amongst those Arabs who had learned how to read and write. So Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, he would write letters on behalf of the Prophet and he would read any letters to him. And also Umar and Ali and Uthman, and also Ali radiyallahu anhu. Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, the treaties which was agreed upon between the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Quraysh, this is called Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. The one who wrote the treaties was Ali radiyallahu anhu. For the Quraysh at the time was a person called Suhail ibn Amr. And on the side of the Muslims was Ali radiyallahu an. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to dictate, Ya Ali uktub, O Ali write. And then Ali radiyallahu anhu would write. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he dictated to Ali. He said, Uktub bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Write bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So Ali radiyallahu anhu, he wrote bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Suhail ibn Amr, who at that time was a non-Muslim, he accepted Islam at the conquest of Mecca. He refused to accept bismillahir rahmanir rahim. He said, we believe in Allah, but we don't believe and we don't know ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So write bismikallahumma. So then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told Ali radiyallahu anhu to wipe away ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and instead write bismikallahumma. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he dictated to Ali radiyallahu anhu, he said, write hadha ma kataba alayhi Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That this is what Muhammad Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what he agrees and writes. Suhail ibn Amr, he refused Rasulullah. He said, لَوْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا رَدَدْنَاكَ. If we accepted that you were the messenger of Allah, then we would not have refused you in Mecca. So we don't accept that you are Rasulullah. Just write هَذَا مَا كَتَبَ عَلَيْهِ مُحَمَّدٍ. Do not write Rasulullah. So then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he ordered Ali radiallahu anhu to rub or wipe away Rasulullah. He said, Ya Ali, umhu Rasulullah. O Ali, rub away or wipe away the words Rasulullah. Ali radiallahu anhu said, Wallahi la amhuha abada. He said, by Allah, I will never wipe away the word Rasulullah. And this wasn't because he was objecting to the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but this was due to his devotion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That how can I allow my hand to wipe away what's the truth? That you are the messenger of Allah. So then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he with his own blessed hands, he wiped away Rasulullah and he sufficed with the word هَذَا مَا كَتَبَهُ مُحَمَّدٍ. This is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has written and agreed. So they were the kutab, the scribes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then the author said, and also Amir ibn Fuhayra and Abdullah ibn Arqam al-Zuhri and Ubay ibn Ka'ab and Thabit ibn Qais al-Shammas and Khalid ibn Sa'id ibn al-As and Hanzala, they were also the scribes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Amir ibn Fuhayra, he was the freed slave of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he made hijrah along with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as for Ubay ibn Ka'ab, then he is the great companion. And he was also from the memorizers of the Qur'an, the Qurra. And he was also from the great scholars amongst the Sahaba. And he also narrated a hadith. And he fought all the battles with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu an, Ubay was the Imam of the Muslims. He used to lead the Muslims in Salah. And also Thabit ibn Qais al-Shammas, he was also from the Kutab, from the scribes of the Prophet. And he was also Khatibun Nabi. He was the Khatib of the Prophet. Because Thabit ibn Qais al-Shammas radiallahu anhu, he had a very loud voice. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted something to be announced amongst the people, he would dictate to Thabit, and then Thabit ibn Qais al-Shammas, he would pronounce it or announce it in front of the people. And Thabit ibn Qais al-Shammas, we have mentioned him previously, when the ayah was revealed in Surah Al-Hujurat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. O people of Iman, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضِ. And do not call out to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam like you call out to each other. أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. If you do this, maybe your actions will be lost and you have not realized. When this ayah was revealed, O people of Iman, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you do this, your actions will be lost. When this ayah was revealed, Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu anhu, he stopped coming to the masjid. And he was always around the Prophet because he was a khatib and he was a katib. He was the khatib of the Prophet and he was a scribe of the Prophet. So then all of a sudden he stopped coming to the masjid. After a few days, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sent the companions to go to the house of Thabit ibn Qais. When the companions went to the house of Thabit ibn Qais, they saw him that he was at home and he was worried. And they said to him, Ya Thabit, ma sha'nuka? O Thabit, what's wrong? And Thabit replied, Shar, that I'm in a bad situation. They said, why? He said, Allah has revealed an ayah against me. This ayah, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet. وَأَنَا رَفِيعُ الصَّوْتِ. And I am the one who has the loud voice. وَأَنَا أَرْفَعُ صَوْتِ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. And I am the one who raises my voice over the voice of the Prophet. وَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. My actions have been lost and I am from the people of the fire. I am now a non-Muslim because this ayah has been revealed against me. Those companions, they went back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said, where is Thabit? Why has he not been coming to the masjid? The companion said to him that we visited him in his house, and he says that his actions have been lost. وَأَنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, and he is from the people of the fire. Why? Because his voice raises above your voice, and this ayah has been revealed regarding him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, he said, go back to his house and inform him, بَلْ إِنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, rather Thabit is from the people of Jannah, he is not from the people of the fire. Anas radiallahu anhu, who narrated this hadith, he said, "Kunna narahu yamshi bayna adhurina," that we used to see Thabit walking amongst us. Wa na'lamu annahu min ahli al-jannah, and we used to know that he is from the people of Jannah, because only the people of Jannah, only the people of Iman, react in this way to the ayat of the Quran. Otherwise, many of us, how many ayat are revealed, or how many ayat do we read? And we never think that those ayat apply to us. We're the first ones to use the ayat against other people. We'll use the ayah against another group. We'll use an ayah against another masjid. We'll use an ayah against the ruler of a country. But we're never ready to apply the ayah to us. We're the first one to say this one's a munafiq and this one's a kafir. And yet we read ayat about obedience to parents, about truthfulness, about justice, about keeping the ties of kinship. And yet we never think these ayat apply to us. So the Sahaba, alayhim ridwanullah, they were not like this. When they saw an ayah in the Quran, their first thought was, does this ayah apply to me? Is this ayah condemning me before it condemns anybody else? So he was Thabit ibn Qais al-Shammas radiallahu anhu. And then he said also, from the scribes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Zayd ibn Thabit, wa Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, and also Shirhil ibn Hasana. He said, wa kana Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan wa Zayd ibn Thabit alzamuhum lidhalik wa akhassuhum biha. That from all these companions who used to write on behalf of the Prophet, Muawiyah and Zayd, they were the ones who wrote the most on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Zayd ibn Thabit, he's one of the scholars from amongst the Sahaba, and he was also from the scholars of the Quran, and he was Mufti al-Madina in his time. From the inhabitants of al-Madina, he was the one who gave the fatwa and answered the questions, and also he is the one who collected the Quran into a single copy. When the Battle of Yamama took place, many of those people who had memorized the Quran, many of them were martyred. And more of the older companions, they were dying because of their old age. So Umar radiallahu anhu became worried that if our Qurra, meaning our memorizers, our Hufadh, if they keep dying due to old age or due to battles, then who is going to be left for memorizing or preserving the Quran? If they die, then the Quran will be lost as well. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he suggested to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that why don't you collect the Quran into a single copy? Because at that time, there were some ayat which were written here and there, some ayat with a particular companion, another number of ayat with another companion, some writing with another companion. Then you had various companions who had memorized different parts of the Quran. So this Sahabi has memorized Surah Al-Baqarah, and that Sahabi has memorized Surah Al-Mulk, and some Sahaba have memorized more, and some Sahaba have memorized less, and some Sahaba have memorized all of the Quran, but maybe they're now in different parts, because of course the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has passed away. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he tasked Zayd ibn Thabit to collect and write all of the Quran for the first time in a single mushaf. And Zayd ibn Thabit, he said that had Abu Bakr asked me to move the mountains, this would have been easier for me than writing down the Quran and trying to collect the Quran because of such a great responsibility. So then Zayd ibn Thabit, he would visit all the companions, those who had writings with them, those who had memorized parts of the Qur'an, and he wrote all the Qur'an in a single copy, and this was the Mus'haf of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So that was Zayd ibn Thabit. And Zayd ibn Thabit, even academically, was very intelligent. And it's mentioned that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the first few days or weeks of the Prophet entering into Al-Madinah, Zayd ibn Thabit, he had already memorized 17 surahs of the Qur'an. So he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, فَقَرَأْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ فَأَعْجَبَهُ ذَلِكَ. I recited the 17 surahs to the Prophet, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was amazed. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he ordered him to learn Hebrew, how to write and read Hebrew. He said, تَعَلَّمْ كِتَابَ يَهُودِ فَإِنِّي لَا آمِنُهُمْ عَلَىٰ كِتَابِي. He said to Zayd ibn Thabit, learn Hebrew, reading and writing, because I don't trust the Yahud over that which I say. He said, فَفَعَلْتُ فَمَا مَضَى لِي نِصْفَ شَهْرٍ حَتَّى حَذِقْتُهُ. That I started learning Hebrew and only half a month passed by, and I was an expert in the Hebrew language. Within half a month, he was able to master Hebrew. And then he would write for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would translate for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also when letters came from the Yahud, he would translate it into Arabic for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also the other language, Syrianiyah, he mentions that he learned this language in 17 days. So that is Zayd ibn Thabit. Then the second famous companion is Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. He is the son of Abu Sufyan ibn Harb, who was the chief of the Quraysh at that time. And he is also from the Kutab al-Wahi, those people who used to write down the Quran and write down the revelation. And he is the sixth Khalifa of the Muslims. And also, He is the founder of the Umayyah Khilafah, the Umayyads, the Khilafah. He's the founder of them. And he was born in Mecca, and he was well versed in writing and reading and also mathematics. And it said that he accepted Islam before his father, before Fathu Mecca. However, because his father was the chief of Mecca, and because of his fear of his father, he did not come out with his Islam. And then when his father accepted Islam, then he came out and announced his Islam. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he has a great status in Islam. Even though the Rafida, they detest him, and they hold him to be a kafir, na'udhu billah. However, in Islam, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he has a great status. And one of the nicknames which is given to Muawiyah is Khalul Muslimin. That Muawiyah is the uncle of the Muslims. Muawiyah is the uncle of the Muslims. Who is an uncle? The brother of your mother is an uncle. And the sister of Muawiyah is Ummu Habiba. If you remember from last week's lessons, when Abu Sufyan went to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which house did he enter into first? The house of Ummu Habiba, because she was the wife of the Prophet. And remember, when he wanted to sit down on the mat or the rug, she pulled the rug away from him, and she said to him, "Innahu firashu Rasulillah," that this rug or this bed is the rug of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa anta mushrik, and you are a mushrik. So she did not allow him to sit on the same place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sit. So, and she is the wife of the Prophet, and therefore she is Ummahatul Mu'minin. She is from the mothers of the believers. So if Ummu Habiba radiallahu anha is our mother, then her brother, i.e. Muawiyah, he is our uncle. And this is why Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan ibn Harb radiallahu anhuma, he is known as Khalul Mu'minin, the uncle of the believers. And also, amongst the Sahaba, he had a great status. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he isn't somebody who we exalt in reaction to the Shia. No. Rather, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he already had a great status amongst the companions. So during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the one who used to write the wahi. And he was the one who wrote the most wahi at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then when the Prophet passed away, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the Khalifa, then Muawiyah was the commander of the army which conquered Beirut. And then when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away, and it was the Khilaf of Umar, then Umar made Muawiyah the Amir of Urdun, who is now known as Jordan. And then after that, he made him the Amir of Dimashq. And then after Umar radiallahu anhu passed away, and Uthman radiallahu anhu, it was his Khilafah, then he made him the Amir of the whole of Sham, meaning Palestine and Jordan and Beirut and Syria, all that area. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was the Amir of all of this area. So this shows that he already had a great status amongst the Sahaba. So they are the Kuttab. They are the scribes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As for the delegates and the messengers who the Prophet used to send to the various tribes and the kingdoms and the empires, I think we'll go through that in the next lesson. We suffice with this today. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.